AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden announced 31 Abrams tanks will be going to Ukraine, a response to Russian aggression.
That's what we all want, an end to this war in just and lasting terms. You know, our teams do not permit one nation. We're not going to allow one nation to steal a neighbor's territory by force.
It follows an announcement by Germany that it will send tanks. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says conditions have changed on the ground in Ukraine.
The kinds of fighting that the Russians are doing right now, and the kinds of fighting, more importantly, that we believe the Ukrainians are going to need to be capable of in weeks and months ahead, well into 2023.
The U.S. decision follows Germany agreeing to send 14 Leopard 2 A6 tanks from its own stocks. A teacher who was shot and wounded by a 6-year-old student in Newport News, Virginia, is suing the school district. Abigail Werner's attorney, Diane Toscano, says on the day of the shooting, administrators were warned 3 times about the boy.
This tragedy was entirely preventable if the school administrators responsible for school safety had done their part and taken action when they had knowledge of imminent danger.
The superintendent has said at least one administrator was told on the day of the shooting the boy might have had a weapon, but no weapon was found. One person was killed, another severely injured, in an attack carried out by a person with a bladed weapon at a church in Spain. A knife-wielding man described by police as a stateless Palestinian has fatally stabbed 2 people and injured 7 others on a train in northern Germany before being grabbed by passengers and arrested by police. Authorities in Chicago say 1 person has died, 8 others taken to hospitals, as firefighters responded to a high-rise apartment building fire on the south side. Stocks have been lower at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. The ocean blue tweed dress and matching coat Jill Biden wore for her husband's presidential inauguration went on display at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. The museum is also displaying the ensemble the First Lady wore for evening inaugural events.
Clothing is an art and articulation. It's a manifestation of a moment of time. It's history.
There were no inaugural balls for President Biden, who took office during the height of the coronavirus pandemic. The display includes items that set it apart from the others.
Matching masks. You know, they're just pieces of small cloth. But they represent the enormity of what we all faced at the time.
The First Lady says she hopes the exhibit shows how the country came together, rebuilding shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.